We are learning Masechta Ksubis, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top by the 2 dots. It says in the Mishnah, Laksa Chayiv L'Rufa'asa. That means besides for all the Chiyuvim you have to your wife, to free her, to give her Mezainis, there's a Chiyuv to give her Rufa, to heal her. And that's Medim Mezainis, like we learned in Rashi in the Mishnah, that's Medim Mezainis. Tanu Rabbanan. We know that Allah is that Amana, after the husband dies, she gets Mezainis from the Yerusha. So Allah is, Dr. Bray says, she gets Refuah also, just like Mezainis. Like we learned in our Mishnah, Refuah is like Mezainis. Shimon Mil Emer depends. Refuah is Yeshla Kitzvah, a Refuah that has a finite amount, there's a certain set amount for it, Nisrapis Mezainis. It comes off her Ksuba. She'ain't like kids for reikum mezainis, but there's no limit to it. There's no like set amount the refuah. It just is, we still don't know how much it needs, how much refuah you need. Halacha is it's like mezainis because it's more similar to mezainis. Like mezainis has no set amount. This means as long as she needs as much food as she needs, she eats. And many days she's alive, she eats. A refuah also that has no kitzvah is similar to mezainis. But she'ain't getting a refuah that has a kitzvah. It's a one-time thing. It comes off her ksuba. Also, a kozas dam Eretz Yisrael refuah shein lekitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, the derech was do a kozas dam all the time, and therefore it's like a refuah shein lekitzvah. That's bloodletting. You should do bloodletting to make them to as preventative medicine to keep them healthy. Since it was all the time, so it's refuah shein lekitzvah, and it's similar to mezainis. The mar brings a ma'aseh. Kreved Rabbi Yechonah v'havelu ha'isus abba. There was the relative of Rabbi Yechonah who their father's wife. She needed it all the time. It's costing a lot of money from the state. Also, come to Rabbi Yechonah. Rabbi Yechonah said, what should we do? Amalu, I'll tell you what to do. Go to the doctor and make a set amount that you're paying him a set of fee, $100, and for the rest of her life, he will heal her. And therefore, it becomes Yeshla Kitzvah, goes over Ksuba. So then, Rabbi Yechonah, after Yerech Harot, he said, I made myself like an Archei Adionim. It said in the Mishnah Novos, you're not allowed to be an Archei Adionim, which means you're not allowed to be matim the chus of one baldin in front of the Dayan in order to help him out. And here, he went and helped out this Karoiv to tie in the right thing. And is that wasn't the correct thing to do. So it's looking for Mekara Ma'isav, I'll say Ma'isav, what, he didn't notice Mishnah Novos? What do you think we're beginning? What did he change his mind about? Mekara Ma'isav, he thought, Mepsarcha Loitis Alam. That the special Indian, take care of your craving. That since it's Adam Choshev, people are going to think you're allowed to be Erech Adionim, and that is not allowed, and therefore, he changed his mind about doing this whole idea. It sounds like, but Etzem, you should help your Karev, but here, it's Adam Choshev, you should not help your Karev, because people think you're allowed to be Matim the Zchus in front of the Yonim. Now, this shouldn't be confused with something we would call a Tayin. There's a special Hetta in Shulchan Aruch, but a Tayin, each person can bring their own Tayin to help them out, to clarify their side, but you have to know the difference between Archei Adionim and a Tayin, but it's not the Sugya here. When we learn Mesechta Sanhedrin, that Shem will be a little more clear. Zok the new Mishnah. We mentioned in the next Mishnah we're going to talk about Ksuvas ben Dichrin and ben Nukvim, and we mentioned these ideas before. Loi Kosav Lo, we're talking about a Ksuba that you didn't write out everything in it, but Allah is Al Tanai Ksuba, they're all automatically Chiyuvim in there. Loi Kosav Lo, you didn't write to her, Benin Dichrin, the Havel Choy Minoi, Inun Yarsin Kasuk Zuvasech. You didn't write in the Ksuba that the sons, that her sons, are going to be Yerush, her Kesef Ksuba, Yasa Alachal Kaim Machayim, more than the other brothers. The Halacha is still Chayiv, Shutrai Bezdin. Again, what's Benin Dichrin? What does it mean, Ksuba's Benin Dichrin? That means if you have Reuven has two wives, Rachel and Leah, Rachel has two children, two boys, and Leah has 8 boys. And when Reuven died, so the whole Yerusha, and Rachel and Leah died first, so they never collected the Ksuba. When Reuven died, so now, it really split the whole Yerusha. But the two sons of Rachel tell the 8 sons of Leah, I want to get my entire mother's ksuba. And we'll split it with 2, and you split by 8, your mother's ksuba. So that's the halacha, that each one get their own ksuba. They get their mother's ksuba. And even if they didn't write it in the star, al tnai bezin, that's the halacha. Another tnai bezin, v'nin nukvin di'hav l'chem inoi, yehav in yosem v'beisi, mitzvim nechzad v'tilchon l'govrin, chayiv, even if you didn't write that the Nekevis, the Banois, the daughters that we have together are going to sit in the house and eat from Mezoinis until they get married. The halacha is a chayiv to give them Mezoinis. So that's the second halacha. One halacha is the ksubas and dichron. Another halacha is that you have to give the daughters Mezoinis until they get married. another halacha for the Amana. It says, "Naksuba at he yosva beisi, you will sit in my house with mitzvah nichsi, and you'll be have mezonos for my nechasim kol yemei megalusach as long as you are Amana." That means if the husband dies and she's not remarried, she gets mezonos from the assignment. And according to this Tana, you can't even give her a ksuba. She can say, "I don't want my ksuba now. I want mezonos." You give her mezonos. At the yosva beisi, mitzvah nichsi kol yemei megalusach beisi. As long as you're in my house, chayiv shutanai bezin. Even a rat, it's tanai bezin. Kachol yanchi shlaim kaisim. Anchi girl yikoysim anchi shlaim, same thing. Anchi Yehuda yikoysim anchi yirtzu yarshim the ksubasech. You collect mezonos, told the yarshim want to give you a ksuba. Lefikachim rotsu yarshim nosim a ksuba. Part of my side, they can give her a ksuba. Say here, take a ksuba and take care of yourself. That's the anchi Yehuda did. But anchi shlaim anchi girl all did that. They had a tanai in the ksuba that the almano got mezonos and she didn't have to take the ksuba until she gets remarried. So that's the mishnah. So first Gemara is going to discuss the din of b'din dichron and the hav l'chaminoi. Amar Rav Yechonon Mishum Rav Shim Meichoi. Primai skinu ksubas b'din dichron. Why are we misakin that here technically when both Rachel and Leah, the two wives died and their nechasim and their ksuba fell to Reuven, to the husband, so really everything belongs to Reuven. Everything belongs to Reuven. So the kids, the boys, split the Yerusha evenly. Vas epis, they should get their mother's ksuba. Why the mixture of takana? So the reason why I made it takana is because they wanted the father of a daughter, when you marry up a daughter, they wanted the father to give a lot. But the father knows that whatever money they give to the daughter will eventually go to the husband and go to all the husband's other children as well, they're not going to be so generous. They wanted to stay in their family, their daughter's children. And since we want the father to be very generous with the daughter, therefore we masakin that it stays in the wife's family and her children. He should write and give to his bitoy kevinoy. Like his son, he's not worried about because he always stays in the family. Always stays in his son's family because you only yerush his sons. People are yerush his sons, not the wife. It's only his wife's son, his son's sons. Therefore, he knows he stays in the family. But by his daughter, he doesn't give them a lot of money. Why not? Because he's scared it'll go to the other family. He doesn't want that. Therefore, we want him to be generous, so we made his takana. Break the Gemara, Lamaisa, when a father gives his daughter money, what he's doing is he's taking it away from the other sons, and he's taking away the Yerusha from the sons, which is a chi of the Raisa of Yerusha. Break the Gemara, Mika Midi, the Rahman Amma Bra Lirus, Paratalois Sirus. How can it be something that the Torah says that the son gets Yerusha, not the daughter? But Amma Asra Abana Masakni, the Tiris Barta, and the comes there Abana Masakin, that you give an adunya to the daughter. You give an adunya to the daughter, and that, in effect, you're taking away Yerusha from the son. So Gemara says, the din adunya hanami deraisa. They give your daughter an adunya is deraisa. The Chassid says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, kichu nashim v'lidu banim banis. Take wives and have sons and daughters, v'kichu levneichem nashim, and take for your sons wives, v'sponeseichem t'rul nashim, and give your daughters to nashim. So it sounds like everything is in your control. So Gemara says, v'shlam abanim v'yadikami. Your sons, it's biyade because the man always takes the wife. So you tell your son, he'll take that wife, and he can take that wife. Ela ben esem, he can biyade. How do you marry off your daughter? Your daughter doesn't have control. It's the control of the man. So how do you marry off your daughter? So Mar says, you know how you marry your daughter? By giving them money. Hakamash lo, the nilbasha, you dress them. The nichse, you cover them, give them sustenance. Venesiv lo, midi, give them money. Kehecha the kapcha lo, and people should come. Asman asman, come marry her. So the point of nedunya is a deraisa, the Gemara says. And therefore, it wasn't the Rabbanan being misak and connected the aside of the Torah of Yerusha. It's really a pasuk that says they're supposed to give your daughter a nedunya. Vad kama, how much nedunya you have to give your daughter? At least 10% of your nechasim, and this is the makar that even after the father dies, we give 10% of the Yerusha as a nedunya. Tomorrow we'll talk about that later on. Okay, so now you explain me the idea of the ksuba has been different, that the father will give the daughter money only if it stays in the family. Therefore, Masakin, that after Reuven dies, and Rachel had preceded, the death had preceded Reuven, but now, in Reuven's Yerusha, the sons of Rachel pick out their portion, and the sons of Leah pick out their portion, because we want to keep the Nedunya in the family. But the Gemara has a question like this. Ve'ema, the Av, Liris, the Bala Liris. Okay, the ksuba of the extras, that passes to have Bnei Dichron, because that, the father gave the daughter extras, so he wants to keep it in the family. But the 200 and 100 zuz of the ksuba, what does that got to do with anything? There, it should be equal, because it went back to Reuven, their husband, and now the kids split it evenly. There's no, why should they get their mother's ksuba? There's no takana for that. The father won't want to give his daughter money if the money that the Baal is giving, which is the 200 zuz, doesn't stay in the family. But he says, I'm going to be generous, you be generous. We want to be generous together. Maybe only you have the parish of an indichron only when the father gave an adunya. But let's say the father did not give an adunya at all, and all we have in the ksuba is 200 zuz. Maybe you shouldn't have an indichron over there because there's no reason whatsoever. It's like plug rabbanon. It's like plug. They made it in by all ksuba. You have an indichron because most of the time the father gives an adunya. If this is the case, we want to keep in the family. So when you have sons and a daughter, and one of the wives only have a daughter, she should get her mother's ksuba because the mice want to keep in the family. If not, it's all go to the boys and want to keep it in the family. So Gemara says no, because a bas does not. Let's read inside. Bas bein abonim nami tiros. The Gemara can nachla shivir abonim. They made it into a nachla still. They made it in ksuba is different. If mother ksuba, but it worked medine nachla. I don't know why they did it that way, but that's what they did. They made it into Yerusha dig away. Freit Mar Kasha, Bas Ben Abonis Tiris. Okay, now, but let's say you have a case where it is Yerusha. It's only daughters. And Rachel has her daughters, Leah has her daughters. Maisa, each daughter should take the mother's ksuba, because here you have the same reason. Keep it in the family. Somewhere it says, Loi Plug Rabbanon. Maisa, the Loi Plug is only by the indichron, since that's a sure shot that if there's boys, they'll have Susan indichron. So that's the only made the kind of there. But Maisa, by Abbas, which is not always the case, they weren't the Loi Plug. Like Rashi, Loi Plug Rabbanon, but Mishpah, Susan indichron, the Bas Ben Abbanon is Sishko, Bas Ben Abbanon Tishko, because since Bas Ben Abbanon don't take, so Bas Ben Abbanon won't take either. So it's a Loi Plug, Rabbanon. Since it was like Yerusha, they made a Loi Plug Rabbanon. Why don't they collect from Metatlim? Because since you made it into a Yerusha, so Luchaira, why don't they collect from Metatlim? And how do you know they don't collect Metatlim? We have a Gemara before in Afnunah and Beis that the Banim who collect the Ksuvas Ben Dichrin only get Karka. Why don't they get Metatlim? So Gemara, Ksuvas Shavir Rabbanon. We made it like a Ksuba, and Allah is a Ksuba only takes from. Only takes from Karkoy because Matata the Yasmi, Mashtabe the Ksuba. Not Mashtabe to the Star, not Mashtabe the Ksuba. Therefore, we made it into a Ksuba. Freight the Gemara, if it's like Ksuba, Titra Mashabdi, collect Mashabadim, Yersin tonight, it's Yerusha, and Yerusha doesn't go from there. So, Akapanim, so it doesn't have such a major Kayach, it doesn't collect from Matata, it doesn't collect from Mashabadim, but it does collect from the Karka that are available. Ve'ema Afagav Leka Moisadina. We know from the Mishnah later on that if there's not an extra, after you split up the Ksubas, between the two sets of boys, if there's no money left, you can't do this. Why not? If there's no money for dinner, it says you can't do it. Why not? So when it says, if you're not going to have a regular Yerusha of money coming from the father to the boys, if you don't have leftover money to have a regular Yerusha, they were not going to make this takana of b'nindurchen. Not going to be oiker, the holding Yerusha, ayidei, making this din of ksuvas benin dichrin. So we'll stop over here and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow on the sugya of Nedunya.